Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, the friendliest ballpark in America. We're not only friendly to our fans, we're also friendly to our four-legged friends. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park, where we invite you to bring your dog to the game for free. And Wednesday's a We Care Wednesday, where we'll be raising funds for local charities. This year we're spotlighting animal shelters and humane societies. You know, Dave and Darren have also been referred to as man's best friends. You know, that's not really true. No one's ever said that. Why would they? Dave and Darren have no dog-like redeeming qualities, and frankly speaking, they can be quite catty. Meow. Listen to today's podcast. You'll find out for yourself. Enjoy.
Got a picture here that somebody texted into the Uncle Norm's text line. It's the first back-to-school special in the Quad City. Somebody took a photo of this. Back to school.
Back to school, my pretties.
Yeah, as soon as the 4th of July is over, it's time for these kids to get focused on their studies. Hope you enjoyed your summer, kids.
That's what I'm asking you to do if you're 9 or 10 years old. Focus. Otherwise, you're going to Focus House.
Explain what Focus House is for people that don't know the reference.
Focus House was someplace, I believe it's out around Rochelle, Illinois. And it just looks like it's some sort of... It looks to me like it's just some sort of private institution.
For kids who need to focus.
For kids who need to focus. Uh-huh. Or maybe young adults, for that matter. People that are just...
The mission of Focus House is to provide a safe, nurturing, structured environment for youth. That's right. What you kids need...
is a little focus.
And some structure.
Having said that, here's Hocus Pocus by Focus.
The primary goal of Focus House is to return each child to his or her family, avoiding further and more severe court-mandated actions.
Right, before the courts get involved, let's see if we can get you to focus a little bit.
The length of the placement is relative to the child's progress and the stability of the family. Generally, placement at Focus House may range from 5 to 18 months. During this time, the residents must meet goals in each of the three components: counseling, school, and residential. Focus, focus, focus.
If you're not capable of focusing, mm-hmm. we'll break you, and we'll take you to Dick Ranch's Dick Ranch.
Oh, yeah, that's a last resort for the kids.
That's a last resort.
You'd hate to send a kid to the Dick Ranch Dick Ranch unless that was the only way to save them.
Hi, folks, I'm Dick Ranch. Welcome to Dick Ranch's Dick Ranch.
Welcome to the top five things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren. Letter from 1998 is making news today, and it was a letter written to Jim Irsay by Hunter S. Thompson, the Gonzo journalist.
Sure.
I guess...
Who covered some... famously covered some Super Bowls, or at least one.
Hunter S. Thompson,
right?
Yes. I guess at some point, Hunter S. Thompson was saying, I need you to sign this Ryan Leaf.
Ah.
And Irsay said, you got $30 million? Because that's what it's going to take to sign this...
Well, make that pick, right?
Yeah.
Pick him over Peyton Manning.
Right. Here's a letter from March 14th, 1998. This is Hunter S. Thompson to Jim Irsay. It says, Dear James, in response to your addled request for a quick $30 million loan to insure the services of the Manning kid, I have to say no at this time. But the Leaf boy is another matter. He's talking about Ryan Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly the biggest bust in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, pretty big.
If you're having a all-time busts in the NFL Mount Rushmore, Ryan Leaf is certainly on Mount Rushmore. Okay. Is he the biggest bust of all time? That's a matter for some debate. He says, this Leaf boy is another matter. He looks strong, and Manning doesn't, or at least not strong enough to handle that. Welcome to the NFL business for 2 years without a world-class offensive line. How are you fixed at left offensive tackle for the next few years, James? Think about it. You don't want a China doll back there when that freak sap comes crashing in. Okay, let me know if you need some money for Leaf. I expect to be very rich when this Depp movie comes out. Your faithful consultant, Hunter.
How much money did he make off the Depp money? Or the Depp movie? I can't imagine it was much. No one went and saw it.
Well, here's the thing about the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It was made for a budget of about $18 million.
Uh-huh. And?
At the box office, it did $13 million.
Okay.
This is bad country.
So, no, there's no profit there.
None.
Negative profit, none. As a matter of fact.
Go ahead and get Manning.
$5 million.
I can't afford to give you any money for Leaf. Sorry.
So that's the reason they went ahead and picked Manning, is because that movie didn't make any money?
I think that was always going to be the plan. Mm. Meanwhile, NFL news, Leonard Fournette is in the headlines.
I haven't heard of this.
Leonard Fournette, a running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was going to be one of the big, big number one, number two, number three draft picks. And
well, he was picked pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, he signed a rookie contract worth $27 million, and now he is investing it, giving the student athletic trainer there at LSU, his alma mater, help with tuition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
She says, look at my dog, DM me your number, and I'll pay the rest of your tuition for you. This athletic trainer, Jane Nickel, was asking for help with tuition and a link to her GoFundMe page.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I have to come out of pocket to pay for my senior year. It's $10,000 for the entire year. I currently work two jobs for the other $5,000. $1, $5, anything helps. I've come too far to stop here. And this Leonard Fournette's like, I got $10,000. Let's take care of this. We're taken care of.
But he breaks into what kind of dialect was that?
That's how he wrote the tweet. I don't know. Was I doing a dialect?
It sounded like that girl that was famous on the Dr. Phil show.
Cash Me Outside. Yeah,
yeah. That's what it sounded like to me.
How about, you want to talk about rookies, how about Gerrion Conley? Does that name sound familiar to you? Gerrion Conley, rookie cornerback for the Oakland Raiders last year.
Okay.
Played two games and then got injured, was on the IR in November. You didn't hear a lot about him, but if the name sounds familiar, it's because right before the draft, someone said, oh yeah, that guy raped me. And he fell all the way down to the Raiders, the 24th pick mm-hmm. of the draft. He was going to go much higher than that.
Really?
But then there was all this talk of him being a rapist. Well, the woman who said that he raped her admitted that she made the whole thing up.
Well, that's not good.
So now he's suing her.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's suing her for... Because he's basically saying, I plummeted all the way to the 24th pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money you cost me.
Sure.
With this, this fake rape stuff. So now he is suing her for at least $25,000 in damages. My guess is
he lost a lot more than $25,000.
My guess is that they would be able to prove much more than that was lost.
I think I could even prove that.
Maybe the law in Ohio is like you have to
prove. And I'm just a simple country lawyer.
I don't know much about lawyering. Everything I learned about the law from a talking bullfrog.
I don't go in for any of that book learning.
How'd your 4th of July go, man?
What's that?
Did you have a fun 4th of July?
I did not. No, I did not.
What'd you do? Anything cool?
I worked.
On the 4th of July?
Well, yes, of course.
You had a game. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a fun game?
No, it was not fun.
Did the Bandits win?
They lost.
Oh. That's not fun.
No.
So, nothing fun happened?
No.
How about this?
Not to me.
How about this weekend?
I'm sure it might have happened. It might have been fun to somebody.
How about this weekend? You got any plans?
Work. Yeah, so nothing fun. No.
I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah,
someone was telling me
having said that,
they really like listening to the podcast. I go, what does he enjoy? They go, it's just that Darren. He's just got such a spark about him.
He's just so full of love. I don't want to hear anybody bitching and moaning about back to school. I'll tell you that. You can save it for someone else. Back to school.
Boy, you really enjoy the idea of these kids having their summer ripped away from them.
Not ripped away, but... time is time.
Time is fleeting.
Time is time, and it's time for you to go to school.
Morgan Freeman's back, everybody. I've got the top five things if you're interested in these.
Sure, we can do that. The Dave and Darren.
Kind of why we're here.
Top five things podcast. It is brought to you by, this is very exciting, brought to you once again by Mary's diamonds and jewelry. They've got a brand new location. They are now, yep, they have a brand new location. They are at 2115 East 12th Street. That is in the village of East Davenport. Their brand new home, so stop on by there. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They have a bridal sale that's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring, starting at just $350. And their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line as well. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is locally owned and operated. But again, they're at a brand new location in the village of East Davenport, and they do have some new hours. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 5:30, and then on Saturdays they're open from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook as well. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and when you do, with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, that is at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores. One is south of Milan, and the one in Davenport is at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. And today is their last day.
Struggling.
So they will be closing up shop today. But, of course, they have appointments for purchase always available. And you can get a hold of them if I can just find...
I want to kiss you.
If I can just find the number, 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, again, all their fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. And the Milan store, again, is open year-round by appointment. Check them out at UncleNormsFireworks.com or their Facebook page. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, Capriati's Sandwiches, on 53rd Street in Davenport. Mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Obama!
Thank you, Obama.
By the way, I need to... that reminds me, I need to take all of my duds back to Uncle Norm's Fireworks.
And how many were there?
Zero.
Okay.
Everything worked perfectly. It was the greatest and best 4th of July ever. So, take that. They can make that promise about the duds, because they didn't sell me any duds.
That's right. They know they're not gonna miss out.
But if it were to happen...
If it were to happen.
They'll take care of it. Let's see. You got a text here on the Uncle Norm's fireworks line. Someone from the 720 area code saying, spent a good chunk of change at Uncle Norm's and made sure to mention you guys, you know, to support the supporters. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Thank you, 720. You get it.
Number one.
Number one.
Because, you know, all of these businesses.
They are hurting.
No, they're doing fine. But they're not supporting the Dave and Darren podcast out of the goodness of their hearts.
Well, no.
It's because there's a lot of you that listen.
That's exactly right.
And hopefully you go and support the supporters.
We're not some sort of charity case.
Well, if we were, we wouldn't have to pay the taxes we have to pay.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one in the top five things. What?
You should maybe look into that.
Making this a charity?
Charity.
Well, I mean, we're not too far off from being a not-for-profit, really. So why not?
Not too many.
Maybe go ahead and change some things around. The post office has to pay a guy $3.5 million. This I don't quite understand. I'm hoping you can kind of walk me through this. They did a Statue of Liberty stamp. Okay.
Uh-huh.
They released it 8 years ago. It's a beautiful
picture. Licking Lady Liberty.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Here's your chance.
Her backside.
Uh-huh. And her backside.
My God, my goodness, darlings, this is a Friday
Ooh,
night.
Ooh, you're tickling my Ellis Island.
Ooh. Lift this lamp outside the Golden Gate, huh, honey? Some teeming refuge you got back here. So, they had a stamp of the Statue of Liberty.
Turn on your heart light!
They printed 3 billion of these stamps.
Uh-huh.
And they sold quite a few of them.
Sure.
All right? Well, it turns out that the face they used of the Lady Liberty was not the Lady Liberty at Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
It was the one that's at New York, New York in Las Vegas.
Oh, sure.
Which is a different thing.
Yes, it's a replica.
Yeah, but it's that sculptor took some liberties with Lady Liberty.
Probably so to say that it's not really Lady Liberty.
Right. In fact, the words he uses here, he wanted Lady Liberty to be sexier and, his words, fresh-faced.
A fresh-faced gal.
It's a big fresh-faced Lady Liberty. That's right, with a big face, too.
I guess I've never gotten that close to it.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was any different either.
I thought it was just kind of like a little tiny one.
Yes. Postal Service made $70 million in profit from the Lady Liberty stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the federal judge said that the Las Vegas statue that the post office took the picture of and used was an original design.
Sure.
And now they have to pay the sculptor that did it $3.5 million. Postal Service says that they're reviewing the decision and will comment if and when it's appropriate. So this guy does a Statue of Liberty that looks enough like the Statue of Liberty that it looks like the Statue of Liberty, but he made the face a little younger and hipper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that the Postal Service
like
used
this one
without his authorization.
Yes.
So he's getting $3.5 million.
A million.
Again, a couple of things I don't understand. They made $70 million in profit.
Mm-hmm.
They got to give him $3.5 million.
Sounds like they can afford to do so.
Okay.
Sounds like they're charging too much for stamps.
Well, they printed 3 billion of them,
right?
Oh, 3
billion.
Yeah, before they realized what the mistake was. And this stamp was from 2010 until 2014, until they retired it. I mean, you've no doubt used this Lady Liberty stamp. My question is...
The person might not even be working that...
If they stole your intellectual property and made $70 million in profit and have to give you $3.5 million...
Uh-huh.
That seems like it's not enough for the artist. But my other issue is, where do you get off suing for copyright infringement? You didn't come up with the Statue of Liberty.
No, you didn't.
Like, if I draw Mickey Mouse on a piece of paper,
right,
and someone uses my drawing of Mickey Mouse in an advertisement, I can sue going, hey, that's my Mickey Mouse.
Mm.
It seems to me that wasn't even your thing. Like, if you had made a giant statue of a woman in front of New York, New York, and they used that, I get it. But this was you ripped someone off, and now you're getting paid because someone ripped off your ripoff.
So take your 3.5 and don't cry about it.
But also, they made $70 million, or $70 million, depending on how you want to look at it.
Or say it.
Or right. So what's to stop them from ripping everybody off? If you only have to give, $3.5 million of the $70 million you make, would you pay would you give me $3.5 if I gave you $70?
Because the mail, it just keeps coming. Something coming. Number two. You deliver it, you get rid of it, and there's more.
I just don't understand how that works. Let me ask you this. We're gonna go inside the world of baseball here. All right. I got a baseball question for you. You, after all, make your living in the baseball world. So I wanna throw this one at you here.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway?
Almost over.
I mean, it really is time to get out there and get after it, huh?
Oh, it's crunch time.
Goodness gracious. All right, so here is your baseball question at number two. I want you to name the only Major League Baseball team that does not host an LGBTQ Pride Night. Which Major League Baseball team does not host an LGBTQ Pride Night? The only one in all of Major League Baseball. I'll give you three guesses.
I'll say the Padres.
Padres? Of course they host an LGBTQ
they do?
Pride Night. Yes, Padres. They're fabulous. They're wonderful.
Okay, but there is a little...
There is only one Major League team that does not do it.
There's a religious connotation there in their name.
Believe me, there's plenty of gay Padres.
Believe it!
Believe it!
The Royals?
Nope, Royals have had it for a number of years.
The Royals.
Yep. Only one... team in all of Major League Baseball.
Cardinals.
Does not. No, Cardinals do it as well.
Okay.
There is only one team in Major League Baseball that has not yet and does not have any plans to host an LGBTQ Pride Night, and it is the New York Yankees.
The Yankees! The Yankees win!
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, the Yankees don't host any gay pride events.
Okay. When is gay pride day?
June 23rd, I believe.
Oh, so everyone does it on the same day?
Well, June is when they generally recognize gay rights. I think the whole month is for gay rights.
And Shark Week.
Now, is that a coincidence? No, Shark Week is now.
Oh, right. So we're in July already.
Yeah, no.
We're almost back to school.
Yeah, the gays had their month. It's over. They can go back to not being proud. I'm kidding, gays. You know, I think you're only marvelous. Fabulous, even. But yeah, the Yankees are the only
team. He longs to be one.
No, that's not necessarily true, but...
But he'd have no problem with it.
Well, you know.
Hello there!
I'll do what I have to do.
Hello there!
Number three!
Three.
It's
three.
A living.
Three.
I don't know. I don't know. What are the hours?
What are the hours?
Elvis Costello.
Span my wardrobe.
Elvis Costello canceling a tour,
a
couple of tour dates, due to a cancer diagnosis.
That's not good.
No, it's not. You've seen Elvis Costello live, right?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Well, is he on your bucket list?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I just haven't had occasion to go see Mr. Costello. Although, if I'm being honest, he really hasn't come out of his way to come see me.
Well, you're probably not on his bucket list.
Well, that's
so,
the shame.
So that's the sticking point there. So don't feel too bad about it.
You're going to make me look in the deep, dark, truthful mirror and recognize that, are you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well done.
Elvis Costello recently realized he was diagnosed with a small but very aggressive cancerous malignancy, canceling tour dates while he recovers from his treatment. He says on his website
he's
here...
He's been kind of thin lately.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that he had anything wrong before, but he... I mean, maybe he dropped weight intentionally.
Right.
But...
It's like not so much blood and not so much chocolate.
A little more chocolate, a little less blood.
That's what I'm saying. He writes on
Daddy calls it sugar muscle.
Writes on his website here, 6 weeks ago, my specialist called me and said, you should start playing the lotto. He had rarely, if ever, seen such a small but very aggressive cancerous malignancy that could have been defeated by a single surgery.
Uh-huh.
He says, I was elated and relieved that our European summer tour could go ahead.
So got it.
Now it turns out he's going to need a little bit more time to recover. So, yeah, wishing Elvis Costello only the best. Now, do the Yankees do an Elvis Costello night?
After that sort of surgery, you hope that everything went well and that the doctor doesn't come in and say, accidents will happen.
Number four.
You don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
That's the last thing you want him to say. Oh, I just don't know where to begin.
You don't. Tell me you're just singing my song. that's your song?
I love that you like that song. Tell me you're not giving me a diagnosis here.
Ugh. I left a lot of stuff in you. I was so distracted. I was. We had Imperial Bedroom playing in the operating room, I left a lot of utensils and sponges in you.
We were watching Heart to Heart while I was doing the operation, and instead of watching where I was going with my scalpel, I was too busy watching the detectives. I won't get cute. Number four. On your top five things. Did I play the number four thing, Darren?
You can.
Why don't you tell us who's paying for the podcast?
We should, or at least for number four, we should mention... Paying for number four.
Oh, yes.
The East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's an idea to stay cool. Although it almost feels like fall out there today.
Stop. You have to stop with this.
Something else.
Let them have their summer.
What was that? What was Elvis Costello's summer song?
The Other Side of
the
Summer.
The Other Side of Summer. That's right. Oh, what a
Darren.
What a devil.
Oh, you're a little devil, aren't you?
Certainly am. What you should try to do is take your favorite latte, and they serve those iced. All of them. Iced, yeah. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company joined their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at NachoRadio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Their final day today at the store south of Milan on Route 67 and the one at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. They're there today with the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Hat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Don't forget the Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio. Capriotti's on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses are absolutely delicious. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, opening at 10:30 and 11 a.m. on Sunday. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, so number four. This one I don't quite get. This story happened over
by... You didn't quite get number two.
Yeah, I don't understand a lot of things.
Well, that's okay.
Like, I don't want to give you guys the impression that I understand these things.
I'm just...
They're just the top five things. I'm hearing these for the first time along
with
you.
Doesn't mean I've processed any of this.
No, that's not my job.
It's not my job to understand these things.
No. I don't want to give you the impression that I know what I'm talking about or even understand any of these things.
I'm barely capable of stringing these words together.
Seriously. If I'm being honest, yes.
If you want me to be completely honest.
Yes. I mean, I can't even stand up for falling down right now. You know what I'm saying?
Good for you.
Chemistry student. I'm going to spend a lot of time with Costello this week, and now that I know, we might lose him.
You should.
Chemistry student in the Ukraine found dead. His jaw was blown off by what's believed to be exploding bubble gum. The 25-year-old man's...
That he was aware of or unaware of?
This is where again.
This because it strikes me that he was aware of it.
25-year-old disfigured remains were discovered at his parents' house in the northern Ukrainian city of Konotop. This guy studied at the Kiev
Poly... Oh, Konotop!
He studied at the Kiev Polytechnic Institute.
Of course he did.
Working late on his computer Saturday night.
There they just call it chicken.
The explosion occurred. They say a loud pop was heard from his room. When his relatives...
That was his jaw hitting the wall.
Yeah, basically. You're not too far off. When his relatives entered the room, they saw that the lower part of his face had been blown completely off.
That's just gruesome.
A forensic examination established that the chewing gum was covered with an unidentified chemical substance.
That he had put on it.
Thought to be some sort of explosive material.
I wonder if this will work. You know, it had to be that.
You know?
I can't talk anybody else into testing it. I'm going to have to do it myself, and I just am so anxious to find out.
According to the Russian news agency RIA Novosti, this student had a bizarre habit of chewing gum after dipping it into citric acid.
Well, there you go.
Officers found both citric acid packets and a similar-looking unidentified substance believed to be some kind of explosive material on a table near the body.
So not unaware that...
They think that he confused the packets and put the gum covered with explosive material in his mouth instead of the citric acid. Forensic experts traveled to Kiev to investigate the substance. Local authorities are afraid it might explode if they transport it out of this knucklehead's room.
Now, where can you get this stuff? Like at Spencer's? I'm guessing. They've got exploding gum there, probably.
And this what killed Jerry Mathers?
Is Jerry Mathers dead?
Didn't he die with Pop Rocks and Pepsi? Wasn't that the story?
I think that was Paul from Wonder Years.
No, Paul from Wonder Years had his ribs removed. We've gone over this.
Five.
And never worked again, by the way.
No, he's Marilyn Manson.
That's right.
Never worked again. What are you talking about? Now you know him as Marilyn Manson. And now you know the rest of the story.
Dave and Darren.
Aren't we something else? Finally.
We can be quite catty.
Number five. two-thirds of Generation Z.
Now, is that... Which one was that?
Those are people between the ages of 16 and 22. Generation Z is between 16 and 22.
What's the next generation?
There is no next generation. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Generation XX. So, generation triple X.
Double Z. I don't know how that works. My generation is Generation X, and the reason it's called Generation X is they just never got around to naming
this. We'll name it.
Yeah.
We'll eventually
we'll
name
call it.
We'll
Generation X, and eventually these kids will do something, and
we'll name it.
We'll have an understanding of what they're.
And then they never happened.
Did. And then it was like, well, let's just stick with this, the letters. So now we'll have Generation Y, and now this generation is Generation
Z. Why don't they start
Z?
Naming generations like tropical storms and and hurricanes?
Generation Barrel?
Generation Eileen.
Well, geez.
Oh, gee, fellas. It
fiend the dogs, kids. All of you.
Repeat. Fiend the dogs.
Two-thirds of Generation Z identify as solely heterosexual.
Generation Eileen. It was everyone from 72 to 88.
These studies found that only two-thirds
of
kids...
There's the title to the podcast.
The research says
that woke me up.
66% of young people between the ages of 16 and 22 say that they are exclusively heterosexual. That is the lowest figure of any generation. So Generation Z is the generation that's before millennials.
Before or after?
Well, I guess after.
After,
yeah.
Yes, after. They came after.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they're younger than the millennials.
Now, 71% of millennials say that they're exclusively heterosexual. 85% of Gen Xers say that they're heterosexual. And 88% of baby boomers say that they're exclusively heterosexual.
And 100% of babies say they are. Because they're just not sure yet. I guess I'll say yes. I don't even understand the question. I'm a baby.
I don't even know what colors and shapes you're going to ask me.
I don't even speak my native tongue yet.
Hello there!
You know, I get what I want. I just scream.
But I'm going to say, yes, I'm heterosexual.
Well, I don't even know what I want. Like, I feel a pain in my gut, and then I scream, and then I'm not, I don't have that anymore. I don't even know what that is, though, that I have.
I still pee in the air.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Those were your top five things.
The top five things. It's just a delight. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line. Today is their last day at their two locations, the one that is in Milan on Route 67 and the one at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. However, after that, you will be able to get a hold of them by appointment at the Milan store. That is open year-round for all of your celebratory needs. 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. As Dave mentioned, all of Uncle Norm's fireworks, 100% guaranteed, even though you probably won't need it. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, including the chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers. Absolutely delicious. Don't forget to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Do not allow me to forget that we do have a birthday bar.
Okay, I won't let you forget.
So,
Facebook saying they're sorry after their algorithms blocked an excerpt from the Declaration of Independence as hate speech. There's a newspaper in Houston that was posting little pieces of the Declaration of Independence. Now, the Declaration of Independence, like, you think of, like, when in the course of human events and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what you think of. But there is a section that Thomas Jefferson put in the Declaration of Independence, and there's a lot to it. At one point, he references, his words now, merciless Indian savages. And when an algorithm comes across words like that in 2018...
Mexican bandits.
Indian agents.
Buggers.
Bulldikes. So Facebook's
algorithm... I don't even know what a bulldike is. I'm a baby.
Was like, I'm just getting like light and dark figured out.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me. None of it does.
I'm fine. I'm just now sleeping on my side.
So this Indian Savages bit from Thomas Jefferson was why it ended up getting blocked. Facebook saying, yeah, we probably shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
But at the same time...
Why not?
Are we okay with Indian Savages?
Why not go ahead and block it, regardless of where it comes from?
Right. Went to the 4th of July parade, and I'm telling you, I've had about enough of it. This might be our last year at the parade, which is sad because I love the parade. Well, here's the thing.
I love a parade.
You know how I feel about parades. This year it was so hot...
You're onto yourself for a parade. Just add people in floats.
Thank you. We get to the parade this year. There's a big guy. There's a guy standing there welcoming the parade with a giant sign that says, "Repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior." You know what? You want to keep Christ in Christmas? That's fine. He's got no business at the 4th of July. It's a secular holiday. The Declaration of Independence was written by a guy who used words like merciless Indian savages, but it's also worth pointing out, he took it like an X-Acto knife to the Bible and cut out everything he thought was horse crap. Like, he didn't believe in Jesus Christ being divine, or the virgin birth, or that Jesus was even resurrected. That's Thomas Jefferson.
Well.
And then they had little kids handing out pamphlets about saving your soul. Put that back in your church where it belongs.
I saved my soul for rock and roll.
GM, are you with me on this?
What's that?
This whole Jesus all over the 4th of July parade.
I didn't see any of that.
I like Jesus as much as the next
guy.
I
didn't see any.
I love Jesus. And you want to put Christ in Christmas? Terrific.
Do you think just for safety purposes, Jesus, if he was around for the 4th of July, would put his hair up in a bun?
I'll tell you this much.
I think he should.
It'd be pretty boss to have him around lighting firecrackers.
Check out Jesus and his man bun. Check this out.
It'd be cool to have Jesus over to be like, "Jesus, tell the kids what happens when they're not safe with firecrackers."
Oh, brother.
And then he just pulls out his hands with the holes in them. "This is what happens when you're not safe with firecrackers." Ah! They go screaming away. And everybody learns an important lesson about safety.
He's done it again.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, I don't need you preaching to me.
Was he like a big
big goofy sign, and they all had like a bunch of kids, and they just kept handing you. And it got to the point where, like, it was the 11th time they were coming up to my family, and I was starting to get
11th time.
I was starting to get a little pissed off about it, if I'm being honest. Which, here's a card for you. Like, put your card away. Go to your church and preach this stuff. We're on a public street to watch a parade for the 4th of July. I don't need you putting your Jesus all over we don't need it. Go to your church for this, you know what I'm saying? Can't believe you're not more on my side here.
Well, I didn't see it.
You're always so level-headed and fair.
You have to be.
You know, it's
you
truth.
Have to be. It's my calling card.
that's what everybody knows about you. Yeah, I don't care for it. You know, if your religion is great, we'll come to you. You know what I'm saying?
If it's that good, I'll find it.
Yeah. If it's that good, how about I come to you? You don't need to be showing up on my doorstep, and you don't need to be at my
parade.
Were
they playing any music?
Well, a couple of years ago, they had one of these Bible thumpers, and he had a loudspeaker, and he was just doing a
rap?
He was doing the entire parade. This guy's on the loudspeaker.
Repent.
"And you homosexuals are all going to hell for your sinful ways, and the Lord Jehovah says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Shut up, man. I'm here to watch a parade.
We all know what you gays are doing with those lady fingers.
I just don't care for it. All right, one final story, and then we got to wrap things up. I think you'll like this story the most. I saved what I hope you'll think is the best for last.
Okay. Send me off on a high note.
Laura Chico lives in Tennessee.
What a great name.
I know. Laura Chico.
Hello. Meet my date, Laura Chico.
I believe you know my...
I believe you know my assistant, Laura Chico.
Laura Chico is, of course, here.
I think you know my companion,
so
Laura Chico.
Laura Chico lives in Tennessee, and she is suing NASA. The reason she's suing NASA is, when she was a child, Neil Armstrong gave her a vial full of moon dust.
How does that happen?
Turns out her late father and Neil Armstrong were friends.
Oh, okay.
All right? Armstrong,
a family friend,
gave her
Armstrong. Neil Armstrong was a friend, a family friend of the Chicos.
The Chicos. So it's picture it. It's 1972.
Uh-huh.
He gives little Lord Chico a vial of moon dust. Right?
It's not moon dust.
It's a vial of moon dust. She packed it away, forgot all about it, ran across it 5 years ago after her parents died. She was going through some stuff. It's like, oh, right. This is that vial of moon dust that Neil Armstrong gave me.
So she goes and gets it
tested. Now, this is where Laura Chico and I are very different. If Neil Armstrong had given me a vial of moon dust, I would know where that is at all times. That's not like, you know.
Would you wear it around your neck?
No, that's how werewolves happen.
Or that's how someone grabs it.
According to a Spider-Man comic I once read, that's how you become a werewolf.
Is with moon dust?
Yeah, he was an astronaut. J. Jonah Jameson's son.
Hmm.
He went to the moon, and he brought home a moon rock, and he wore it as a necklace.
And he turned into a werewolf?
Big werewolf, yes.
Was that one of... What story was that in?
It was in the comic books when I was a kid.
Okay, good.
One of the comics. I don't remember the number.
Good story.
You know, it was great, yeah. J. Jonah Jameson's kid was kind of like this hippie astronaut. He's like, cool, man. I'm going to put this moon rock around me for a cool necklace.
Cool, daddy-o.
Yeah, it was cool until the full moonlight hit it, and then you turned into a werewolf. And then Spider-Man had to save him, even though it was J. Jonah Jameson's son. And we all know about that relationship. Very complicated. Because he's his boss, but he's also his number one.
I'm a complicated man.
So she comes across the moon dust, and she also comes across a policy that says all lunar material belongs to the government.
Of course.
So she is suing
Neil Armstrong knew he couldn't do that. He knew he can't just pass that stuff out.
So she is suing to keep the space agency from coming after her moon dust.
Uh-huh.
If it is moon dust, I guess they've been doing some testing on it.
And?
It's inconclusive.
Of course.
Do you think Neil...
He was a con man!
This is what Neil Armstrong probably did. Probably just... smoked a cigar,
uh-huh.
Put it in a vial. I was like, here you go, little girl. I brought this
moon
back
dust.
All the way for the moon.
From the moon.
So we don't even know what it really is moon dust.
It's a piece of cheese.
How would he have it? Like, did he sneak it out?
Yeah.
Like, he's just, Neil Armstrong's just palming vials of moon dust so he can give it to little girls in 1972? Oh,
yeah. He just went there to make money.
What? That's a terrible business model, Neil Armstrong. But they're not even... It's a better story if we find out it wasn't moon dust, right?
If that it's not moon dust.
She's suing NASA to keep something, and NASA's going to be like, you go ahead and keep
it,
honey.
You keep it.
Because that ain't moon dust.
Mm-hmm.
That's just stuff that Neil found under his couch. These are dust bunnies. Laura Chico.
I think you'll remember my confidant, mm-hmm. Laura Chico.
Mm-hmm. Whenever Laura Chico and her father, who was a friend of Neil Armstrong, would go to junkyards, people would say, oh, here they come, make way for Laura Chico and the man.
Mm-hmm. I got that birthday bar.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I reminded you.
Hello there!
Birthday bar in time here.
Happy birthday!
Now, here's the deal. We kind of...
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
We kind of missed this one, but we kind of missed it because we didn't do a podcast on the day that you requested. When you say that it's going to be someone's birthday and they're turning a certain age tomorrow and we're not doing a podcast, well, everyone needs to understand.
Oh, did you get in trouble?
No, I didn't get in trouble. It says, hi, Farmer Dave and Farmer Darren, longtime turtle and patron wizard. Tommy B. of Prophetstown turns 30 tomorrow. Now, this was a little while ago, but I'm sure Tommy B. is still 30. And we are now eventually giving him a shout-out and a happy birthday in the birthday barn. And there you go. Thanks, fellas, and keep up the good work. It's a little delayed, but again, we weren't doing a podcast on the day that you requested, so that's why I got kind of, as they say, on the moon, lost in the shuffle.
Tell you, we'll be by with some moon dust for you to make things up to you.
Is this feeling something real?
All right, that's going to have to do it. I think we're back on Monday.
We're back on Monday.
So we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.